an elementary school and a special education teacher are receiving backlash after an 11-year-old child with autism received a Most Annoying Male Award at the end of the year during the award ceremony.
I don't get that
at all. Doesn't seem right.
No, at all.
You already have. What's more confusing is that it's a special needs teacher who did that. That should know better. I mean, I guess there's some things we don't know.
I don't even think they should give that award out, period.
No, I agree with you. I agree. Well, the father of the nonverbal fifth grader who has autism said that their entire family was at the award ceremony, as a lot of families are, said that they were totally blindsided when their son received the Bailey Preparatory Academy Most Annoying Male Award for 2018 to 2019.
Like this was announced on a stage?
Yeah.
And their son, everybody clap?
Well, their son went up to get the award because, and the father said, look, he was just excited because he got an award. He was excited because his name was called and he got a gold star, like trophy kind of.
Yeah.
And the dad said they didn't want to cause a scene. They didn't want to draw attention to what was happening. They were stunned.
Yeah, your family's there. You're hoping your kid might get most improved.
Something.
Or kindest student. Something.
Yeah, he said that the other awards that were given out were most improved, funniest, et cetera, et cetera. And said that they even took the award from their son before leaving and put it on the table just to walk out without it. And the teacher, the special needs teacher who awarded their son the Most Annoying Male, was like, don't forget your award.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about being like tone deaf.
I don't understand it.
I don't either. I don't get it.
I don't get it at all. But the mother said that she was so upset that she went to the elementary school the next day demanding an apology and an explanation. She said she never got the apology.
Wow.
And I just wonder, as a parent, is this just like one of those things that you have to suck up and say, oh, okay, things like this are going to happen to my kid?
I could see at like a sports awards ceremony because teams are not with a child with autism and not someone who's 10. But I remember in high school, sometimes a coach would kind of make a joke before. But it'd be an appropriate award, but like you're such a close team that you joke with each other. It's like, well, this player would da-da-da-da-da, and everyone starts laughing. And then they give you like a real award. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Not like a scholastic type setting with parents in the audience and they're 10, 11 years old, and the fact that he's nonverbal on top of it. Because it's, you know,
I'm not telling Katie, but on the spectrum.
It's a spectral disorder. You can be highly functioning with autism, or you can be nonverbal and, you know.
I don't like any of it.
No, I don't like any of it either.
Can you imagine? I mean, it's 10 times worse with the autism, but even if he wasn't autistic, can you imagine if your son was voted most annoying within the team?
I think that it's so inappropriate on all levels. And I'm hearing that the only time that the school apologized is when the news came to talk to them.
Oh, yeah, when they get the heat.
Right, the parents haven't received any apology at all. But, and so I wonder, do you just say, well, this is one of those moments, or can they do something about that?
Right, like legally.
What about
all the
other parents in the audience? Weren't they like, wait a minute, this is kind of messed up?
Probably.
Probably.
I'm sure there were some. Especially, see, I don't know the whole situation, if it was like an awards for the whole grade or just for the special needs children at the time.
I'm not sure.
Probably not. I mean, unless it's a specialized school for special needs.
Yeah.
Usually special needs classes are a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But that'd be horrific if that happened
and
to your kid.
And the fact that it is the special needs teacher herself who did it. Can we find out legally if the family can do something? Because I want justice for
them. Yeah, for sure. I feel like something besides an apology.
Was the whole school autistic?
No, I don't think. I'm not sure.
Well, I guess if she was designated as a special needs teacher, I think they would let you know that it would just be a teacher at a special needs school.
Or is she just a special needs teacher at a special needs school? See, I don't know.
All right, we do have our official attorney, man, because we're mad. He wants justice, too. We have Lisa Lanier on the phone. Good morning, Lisa.
Hello, Lisa.
Hey, hello, good morning. I actually did a little bit of research about this school because it had an unusual name. I wanted to make sure it was a public school versus a private or a charter school, that sort of thing. And it is a mainstream school, public school. It just has an unusual name. And so it was not a special needs school, although I think this was a special needs teacher who did this. And, you know, this is actually becoming quite a problem in the public schools where children with disabilities, particularly autism, are facing abuse and maltreatment. And, you've seen videos that have gone viral on social media where autistic children are dragged, you know, down the hall and stuff. And I think part of it is, you know, when kids are on the spectrum, and sometimes they can be very high functioning. It sounds like this young man was not, but then some of their behaviors are very difficult. And mm-hmm. I think that these teachers are not well trained and not handling these behaviors appropriately. And it's rising to the level of some really abusive, terrible situations. And so here where the boy was made fun of with this award, you know, by the letter of the law, you know, were they discriminating against him? Does he have a protected disability and all of that? Yes, but people typically aren't going to take legal action if it's an isolated, you know, one-time event where there was no huge harm, although clearly there was a harm, you know, mm-hmm. of embarrassment and whatnot. But what they have done is, you know, they've gone to the school and they've gone to the media, and so this teacher is going to be punished. And good. The last statement I could read about it is they were debating between a suspension and a termination, and there was a graduation for at the school for like, you know, when you move up to middle school or whatever. And this teacher was supposed to have been there, but was noticeably absent. So I think they told the teacher to stay away, or maybe this is part of the suspension. They're not saying yet what they've done, but they are taking action against the teacher, which is appropriate.
Yeah, but I mean, okay. If you said, like, you know, it wasn't trained appropriately, but I'm not trained, and I know right off the bat that's insensitive. Yeah.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Sure.
And Jason's insensitive.
Yeah.
And he knows
shut up. Yeah. That's true. Well, having worked, so I worked at a place before, well, right around the same time that I came into radio, I worked at a place called ABC of NC.
Right.
And it is a school for children with autism, and there is an incredible amount of training that goes into working with students and being a teacher and being a tutor and a mentor and helping. And I mean, Jared, I brought into that world, yeah, you know.
I'm glad you did. I learned so much.
We learned so much. Yeah. And it doesn't take anybody other than being kind to yes. understand that's not how you treat a human being.
No.
Right.
Especially
right.
someone with special
yeah.
needs.
I don't even think you have to be kind. You just should know.
Kids get labeled. They get labeled as behavior problems, and they're not doing anything intentional. You know, there may be making gestures or noises or whatever that the teacher is finding, as she put it, annoying, but she's not, that's not how it's supposed to go. She is supposed to help, as you said, with kindness. And it's not like this child is doing something on purpose to annoy her. You know what I mean? These are uncontrollable actions.
Right.
And
right.
So it's, but I mean, it's literally, I mean, you know, it's rising to the level of physical abuse in some situations. So it's really, it's a bad scenario. And with public schools, the teachers have a greater interest in their job than in the private sector, where it's at-will employment. And they have to have due process. So there's a whole procedure that has to be followed to take disciplinary action against the teacher. So it's more complicated and harder to get rid of them.
Wow.
I see. Well, I don't know what the answer is long-term for a situation like this.
Maybe a family taking legal action, you know, because Lisa was just saying that a lot of families don't, you know, if it's a one-off situation, maybe the families right. taking legal action will make
like a
statement.
A lawsuit, because you can really sue about anything.
Yeah.
If just, you can win.
If you can.
If it's successful. Yeah. And you get an attorney that's going to take that.
Yeah.
That's also true. All right, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com.